deal with airplane peanuts.
41 days after Cat Williams laid down perhaps the most controversial and infamous podcast appearance of all time, that included the exposure of deep industry secrets and claims of Kevin Hart being an industry plant, it appears as if the true motivation behind Cat's bombshell interview has finally been revealed.
Cat's killing it. It's like his ticket sales went up like 800%.
The Cat Williams Shannon Sharpe story dominated the internet for well over a week to start off 2024, and with the perfect mixture of outrageous claims and the receipts to prove them, the Cat Williams interview was equally as confusing as it was entertaining, as it was hard to determine what exactly was true and what was false. But the main takeaway remained. Everyone was talking about Cat Williams, and whenever something goes this viral, the automatic response is for people to claim that it's fake or orchestrated in some way. Like when Snoop Dogg recently pretended to quit smoking for an advertisement, or the viral Mark Norman situation that we talked about in this video. But Cat Williams was relatively silent after the Shannon episode blew up, not really using the insane bump in relevance to promote much besides his current tour, until now that is. Netflix has officially announced that on May 4th, 2024, Cat Williams will be performing the second ever live comedy special in streaming history, following in the footsteps of Chris Rock, who went live on Netflix last year to perform Selective Outrage 365 days after the Oscar slap. Marking the first ever live event of its kind and bringing in 798 million viewing minutes from people eager to hear Chris Rock address Will Smith. And although the reasons Chris Rock and Cat Williams went viral are very different, there is a similar lore to watching either of them discuss these dramatic events live on stage, which is likely why Cat Williams chose to go so hard on Club Shay Shay in the first place, setting the table to continue the conversation about his peers in comedy and Hollywood's manipulation in front of a much larger audience. The full interview with Shannon Sharpe gained an insane 58 million views on YouTube, which is beyond impressive. But Netflix has 260 million subscribers who will all be able to access this stream. And given that Cat knew about his live special during his appearance on Club Shay Shay, the exposure of his peers doubled as a genius marketing campaign to give his live event the same type of advantage Chris Rock enjoyed.
Filming next Netflix special.
In May.
May.
Yep, next Netflix special.
At YouTube Theater in Inglewood. I'm about to catch that.
I thought you might say that.
I will catch that one.
Right, because it's a homecoming for me.
The live aspect of this is really what makes this news so significant. The initial interview that blew everyone's mind was pre-recorded and driven by the host, just like most podcasts. But literally anything can happen live, especially within the context of comedy. The Club Shay Shay interview is likely just a taste of what Cat Williams has in store for Netflix. It would almost be strange for Cat to get up there and do an hour of normal stand-up premises without addressing any of the juicier topics he's been speaking on lately. And it seems more likely than ever that this whole thing has been a setup for Cat Williams to go off even harder, especially after reading that, according to Netflix, in his most recent special, Williams will be the arbitrator of truth in a time of misinformation, breaking down his favorite conspiracy theories. But no matter what Netflix is saying right now, once the performance starts, Cat Williams could technically throw the entire script right out the window.
Maybe I'm a conspiracy theory, but I thought Cat Williams said any time they make you into that position, part of that contract is you do understand whenever we want to take you down, we can, right?
It's also worth mentioning that so far, nobody has perfected the live special, as Chris Rock famously messed up his biggest punchline last year about Will and Jada during the live version, which adds even more intrigue for the viewer this time around, although Cat Williams might be the perfect comic for this job, given that he's used to recording specials all in one take.
Think about how hard it would be to follow Little John in the height of his fame,
right,
coming out in the middle of it. Cat Williams doesn't give a fuck, dude.
Well, he wants him there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, who can do, that's such a flex. Like, this isn't gonna affect me at all. I'm in total control of all you motherfuckers. And by the way, you can tell, I think he shot that in one go. There's no multiple shows.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I mean, he's
on top.
Good.
All of this is not to say that what Cat said on Club Shay Shay was all made up, or even that it's wrong to drum up hype for your own special. It just simply means there may have been a much larger motivation for his historic rant outside of just helping out Shannon Sharpe. Another reason that picking Cat Williams to be the next comic to do a live special is a ballsy choice by Netflix is due to their existing relationships with the comedians called out by Cat, including Kevin Hart, who has multiple movies and specials on the same platform that is now not only giving Cat Cat Williams a free chance to take unlimited shots live on an even larger platform, but they will also be paying him handsomely to do so.
Well, now that our relationship with Netflix is at the eight-figure mark.
Eight?
How
you said eight?
How often you want to make them?
Oh, you said eight? I mean, like right, right. Five, six, seven, eight?
Gotta be 10 million to qualify, yeah. So what I'm saying is, once you're at that level, how many would you do? I'd be willing to bet you say, shh. Every time you turn around, I'm gonna be doing another one. Hey. I think that's what you would say if you was any good.
Netflix has actually been very pro-comedy over the last few years, ironically switching places with YouTube when it comes to allowing comedians to tell jokes. But we'll talk more about that after these next two segments. Guest spots from last week: The Joe Rogan Experience had on Matt and Shane and Aaron Rodgers. Two Bears, One Cave was Bert and Tom and Bert. Kill Tony was joined by Bert, Bobby, and Esther Pavitsky. Esther was also on Whiskey Ginger. Andrew Santino was on Being Ian with Jordan. Bert Cast talked with Julian Edelman. Louis J. Gomez went on Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. We Might Be Drunk brought in a dating specialist to join the Are You Garbage Boys. Kevin Ryan was on the Wayback Podcast. And Joey Diaz returned to Are You Garbage.
After I smoke my dope, I go on the internet.
Crash into the house.
I go on DraftKings, play a little roulette.
Okay. Right? Oh, man.
Play
Joey's
fucking,
doing it right.
Busy morning. I like it.
Play a little fucking triple.
Rip a couple bangers, lay a couple parlays.
No, none of that shit. I just got to get the day started.
Get the juices flowing.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune. So I got that going.
You laying any serious cash down or just a couple bucks?
What's that? No, a dollar slot. Okay. You know, dollar. $25 sure. Is good. Sometimes I win 80. Sometimes I lose all 25. Sometimes I just bet that. You know, it's just something to get you going in the morning. I write my goals.
This past weekend with Theo Von talked with Trevor Bauer. Your Mom's House had on Moshe Kasher. Tosh talked with his favorite pit boss. Carmen Lynch went on Soder. Joe Bartnick was on the Giannis Pappas Hour. Chrissy Chaos and Hey Babe did not have guests. The Blocks Podcast had on Jimmy Carr. Jamie Kennedy was on Tiger Belly. Derek Gaines and Dave Temple went on You Know What Dude. First Date talked to Ari Shaffir. Paul Verzi visited Stavi's World. Taste Buds battled Flowers vs. Chocolate. And Tim Dillon was on Rough Week. As far as new stand-up specials are either out right now or coming out soon, Taylor Tomlinson, Have It All, is out on Netflix right now. Rob Hayes, Frontin, is out on YouTube. And a few specials in the works right now that will be out soon. Mike Epps, Ready to Sell Out, will be on Netflix next week. Rory Scovel, Sex, Religion, and a Few Things in Between debuts on Max February 22nd. Then on February 27th, Donnell Rawlings, Chappelle's Home Team, will premiere on Netflix. There weren't many new specials this week, but in other news, we recently uploaded a video detailing Joe Rogan's new contract with Spotify and their subsequent return to YouTube that was unfortunately age-restricted by YouTube right out of the gates. So we're gonna put that on the end screen of this video for those of you who didn't get a chance to watch it. But other than that, we're gonna be getting a few more videos out on the main channel this week, as well as some on the second channel, Clip World. So now that football's unfortunately over, you'll have something to look forward to by subscribing to Joke World right now and staying in the comedy loop. We also just ordered 1,000 more Joke World stickers to give away, so if you're interested in some free sticky stuff, go fill out the form in our Instagram bio right now, and we'll get these to you within a few weeks. They're free, so, you know, shipping, whatever. Thank you for watching.
At Joke World. That's it, at Joke World.
And the world is WRLD.
That's a great YouTube channel, Joke World. Check it out.